And it's time for our Farm to Table segment on WJBC and WJBC.com. And it's all brought to you by DuPont Pioneer. From world-class genetics to local on-farm agronomy trials to a team of local professionals, DuPont Pioneer is with you. And one of my favorite farmers, Gerald Thompson. He's a grain farmer, and he's on the phone with us right now. Gerald, how are you today?
Well, I'm on with one of my favorite hosts. That makes it great.
Makes me feel good.
Yeah, doing good.
Good to hear from you. Yeah, you're. We've heard it before, but you know, you've got a great background and education and a good farm. Why don't you throw those together and tell us all about it?
Yeah, so we farm out east of Bloomington, Colfax, over in Gibson City. Graduated from U of I in about 1984, which was, what, a couple years ago?
Just a few.
Just a couple. Yeah. And then was fortunate to be able to come back, and I've been doing it ever since. Living the dream, man.
I was up in Western Illinois this past weekend, and I saw some farmers that are still out there working. I think our Central Illinois folks, though, they really got their butt in gear and got that harvest done. How did your crops turn out there, Gerald?
Really good. We had a really good fall. You know, the weather was, I think we had one rain delay, which there were several of us that were kind of hoping for a rain delay. Although we could have taken a day off, which I'm not sure why we didn't, but overall yields, our corn was down about 10% from our average of last year. As you remember, in the spring we had quite a bit of large rainfalls during the month of June, and where you had a field that had good drainage, you had good yields. Where you had a field that maybe not such good drainage, it was impacted. And same way on the soybeans. Soybeans were good, about the same as last year for us anyway, but really good fall. The weather, when the weather cooperates like that, it just makes life a lot easier for us.
Well, there were a lot of concerns, especially, I believe, June, when we had rain every day of the week. Any surprises for you after wrapping up the harvest?
No, and so it was interesting. So we had, I forget the numbers, 20 inches of rain during that month. And so after that point, it pretty well stopped. And it wasn't, we were about a month, I would say. By the 1st of August, we were getting to where we were getting dry. And so you think, well, how can that be? We had 20 inches of rain. Well, once the soil's saturated, it everything else just runs off. It's kind of like when you water your plant at home. You know, you pour it in, and then it starts running out in the bottom of the dish. Well, it's the same situation out in the field. So we were actually went from a point of way too wet where the soil was oversaturated to a point where it actually got dry. And part of that's because the roots maybe don't develop as well as they would had they not had the super saturated soils. But about the middle of August, we then started getting some more rain, and so the crops were good. Yeah, we can't complain in this area.
Yeah, for the most part. It's really interesting to me how one area can turn out so well for you. In northern McLean County, we had a farmer on, and he had just a lot of destruction of his corn crop. Because of that month of June. Is it normal for areas that are even this close, Gibson City to northern McLean County, such a difference in harvest yields?
Yeah, and I would. Yeah, that's a good point. Because, yeah, you get northwest of Bloomington, and we were getting a lot, but they were getting a lot more. And so, yes, it's not uncommon. And you can go farms 2 miles apart. Can have dramatic, dramatic differences in yield because of, soil conditions or soil types as well, and also the drainage again that may be in the soil as well has a big impact on yield. So yeah, it's not, for us it was good. I can think back about 3 or 4 years ago when it was the situation was just the opposite, where we were in a drier area and they were getting some rains, and it was the opposite situation. So yeah, you get those variations. It's not uncommon.
Well, like I said, up in Western Illinois, near where I'm from, my neighbors were doing round-the-clock harvesting. You've already finished up. When did you finish, Gerald?
So we finished about the 16th of June, and we started about right around the 15th, 16th of September. So it was about a month.
Combine goes back in the garage and put the keys away?
Yeah, first thing you do is get all the dust and dirt off of it, the grain off of it, because otherwise the mice tend to find it, and that's not good with all the electronics on the machines today. That can cause real havoc. So you get the dirt off of it, then get it cleaned up. But yeah, it's back in the shed and waiting for next year.
Absolutely. Well, you speaking of next year, you led me right into the next segment as we look ahead. A fall fertilizer application, it is that time. Why put fertilizer on in the fall?
Well, see, one of the things you don't want your fertilizer to go away. So if you put it on the fall, you have the opportunity to maybe work it in. You'll see some white tanks going out in the field now. That's anhydrous ammonia. It's a nitrogen. Keep in mind that nitrogen, 80% of the air we breathe is nitrogen. So it's, while it's, of course, it's toxic because it's all self-contained and pressurized, right? But sometimes people think about things we put on as being as toxic, but 80% of the air we breathe is nitrogen. So anyway, back to your original question, it's about getting it ready, and it all depends on the situation. This year we've gotten done early, so we have time, and being able to get it done in a timely manner when the soil conditions are right is a big part of it. It's, you know, time management and doing things right, I guess.
So those are the factors that you consider when applying the fertilizer this time of year.
That is correct, yeah. Now, if it was real wet, obviously we wouldn't be out there, but, you know, we've had a good dry stretch, and you're able to get the fertilizer on, maybe do it a little incorporation, or you see some guys actually inject the fertilizer into the field, whether it's be the gas form or dry fertilizer. So, yeah, it's about timing and when doing things, when conditions allow you to do them. And then, again, time management, because if you don't get it done, then that just puts that much pressure on in the spring, because you have to get it done before you plant.
Well, I'm hoping you get a few months to put your feet up, because spring will be here before we know it, and you'll be right back out there planting. So hopefully wish you good holidays, Gerald, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Okay, well, thanks again for the opportunity to tell our story.
You bet. This has been the Farm to Table segment brought to you by DuPont Pioneer. From world-class genetics to local on-farm agronomy trials to a team of local professionals, DuPont Pioneer is with you at 1245 WJBC and WJBC.com.